Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We have another amazing conversation that we're going to participate in. And this time, many of you will also share your feedback with us. So dial in 086-000-959. Voice notes welcome on 063-688-0959. So if you're not shopping at a mall, if you're not perhaps receiving an item from someone that you might have purchased it from directly, maybe you're shopping online. And speaking of shopping online, we're all well aware that in recent days we've had a conversation around how SARS is looking to implement a tax tariff hike on the goods that we purchase from online stores like Shein and Temu, primarily because these are Chinese-based businesses, essentially meaning that we're importing them into the country. And there was a rule and a technicality in terms of tax known as de minimis, which is an exception to having cash-strapped consumers not having to pay for items via e-commerce platforms. Well, guess what? Of course, because that tax increase is going to impact you and I when we fill up our cart and we look to make sure that we follow through with the payment process. Many consumers have now said that they're raising concerns and signing a petition for SARS not to implement these tax increases. To tell us more about this, we're joined by the chairperson of South African Express Parcel Association, Gary Marshall. Mr. Marshall, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
A pleasure to have you with us. And maybe before we talk about the uproar that we as consumers have, because surely no one wants to pay more for the goods that they're purchasing and the taxes that they have, despite the responsibilities we know we have to put in place, maybe let's just track two steps back to fully understand what rule, this de minimis rule within the tax regulation and legislation, is it that Shein and Temu were able to, I guess, play off on, especially on low-value purchases on the website?
Well, de minimis is a global practice. It's put out by the World Customs Organization. And effectively, it was set up to handle courier or express traffic, where you've got a really high volume of shipments, but they tend to be of a low value. They're small parcels, low value. And I think there's an international treaty which says that customs will give courier materials some kind of priority because it's top urgent and, again, it's low value. So part of this whole scenario then is that the Customs Act itself says that everything that comes in has to be declared, it has to be customs entries have to be done, and duties have to be paid where necessary. Not everything is dutiable. Mm. And in order to facilitate this fast movement of traffic around the world, countries introduce a threshold where below which you do not have to pay normal duties and taxes. So, for example, in America, the de minimis is $800, or which would be 16,000 rand. So anything coming in under 16,000 rand is not nobody pays tax. Mm-hmm. In South Africa, it was 200 rand for many years, and now it is 500 rand. And this is treated as an informal practice or a concession granted by customs to courier companies to allow, as I say, this fast movement of traffic. So anything under 500 rand is declared to customs in a single entry, and we pay customs 20% of the value of items that are brought into the country. So that's where de minimis comes from. It's really a concession to allow the fast movement of courier traffic. See. Been in place 30, 40 years, as far as I know.
So has it been efficient?
No, not at all. I think there's a lot of kind of noise around this issue. Mm-hmm. And as I represent the courier organizations in the country, we've been watching this with some interest and not a little amount of agitation, I must tell you, because there's a lot of stuff being spoken, but none of it really is about speculation. So I think let's just put some background to the thing. When you import outside of the de minimis rule, in other words, the shipment is over 500 rand in value, when it comes to clothing and textiles and leathers and so on, the government or customs have introduced some years ago now, and it was to protect local industry, to protect them against foreign invasive practices, mm-hmm. introduced a 45% import duty plus VAT on top of that.
Okay.
And that is, of course, different to the de minimis, which is a flat 20% tax. So for clothing and textiles coming in above 500 Rand, you would pay this 45% and plus VAT, which effectively makes it nearly a 60% increase. But in fact, overall, it's a 39% increase if you run the math on the thing. But so the textile industry, clothing and textile industry,
yes,
been very unhappy about this. And it's really been going on for years, but I think it's the rise of e-commerce, and you mentioned Shein, and you mentioned Temu, and of course yes, Amazon coming into the country, and
it's competitive now.
It's a, you know, no. It's also about e-commerce as a tsunami.
Mm.
It's a new mechanism for buying products, and with e-commerce, the whole world is your supplier,
yep,
and if you're selling products, the whole world is your market. So e-commerce is rising, and if you have a look at the growth just in South Africa, so we're kind of a, you know, late to market. But in the last, from 22 to 23, you know, there was a 29% growth, and it's now around about 70 odd billion Rand in sales. And so if you look even at, you know, look at the results of Checkers and 60/60, yes, and if you look at the latest results of the Fashini Group, you know, where, I mean, the results are stellar. And on top of that, their growth in their product, which is called Bash, their e-commerce product, is ahead of schedule in hitting break even. So e-commerce is here to stay, and it's going to grow, and it's not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So in this, however, what the textile and clothing industry and leather and so on are saying is this is not a level playing field, because when we import products from outside of South Africa, we have to pay 45% plus the going, yes, VAT rate. While these guys are bringing it in the de minimis, so it's low-value shipments, and are paying only 20%, and the playing field is not level. And that's a fair comment, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And to protect their industry, you know, they're outspoken about it, and they've been putting pressure through the various levers of government to try and get this changed.
And I understand
and they've
that...
been...
Sure, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, and so, you know, where it is at now is that there's been some informal, and I say informal because it's online proposals from customs to change this rule for de minimis insofar as clothing and textiles and so on are concerned. It's not for cargo or items outside of that particular sector of the market, clothing, textiles, leathers and so on.
And isn't that the issue of contention here? Because I completely understand how players in the clothing and textiles industry might say, hold on, it's bad enough that retailers, clothing retailers in South Africa and manufacturers have shut down. We've had to purchase goods and import them from China in bulk. But now consumers also have the opportunity to purchase directly through these e-commerce platforms. So I understand that frustration there, Gareth. But I'm also keen to understand, is the increase and the removal of de minimis rule misdirected? Because again, consumers will actually bear the cost here, and coupled with that, your industry might also face some pressure points, given that there might be a drop in the courier of packages below the value of 500 Rand.
Yeah, indeed, you're correct. So, I mean, but it's all a little bit of speculation. So, yes, the one thing you can't deny is that consumers are going to pay more. And that is, of course, for everybody, that would be a, you know, a cause of concern. As I say, this is a tsunami. I mean, there are tens of thousands of shipments coming in from Shein and Temu alone every day. They're all small. They're all of relatively low value. About 60% of theirs fall within, of these shipments fall within the de minimis rule.
Mm-hmm.
And the balance are above de minimis. So then they pay the full tax that is due, the 45 and VAT. But it is a tsunami and it's growing. And the public, the consumer likes it. And you mentioned just now a petition. I mean, I think change.org has got a petition going. It's got 14,000 signatures of people protesting against this. So, yes, the consumer with clothing and textiles is going to pay more. And one can argue whether it's right or wrong. I think that is a reality that we have to face. Also, but I think in Rand terms, because most of it is low value, the difference is not, you know, astronomical, to be honest with you, when it's low value. So I think what you might see is that there might well be a dip, but the consumer will take it in their stride and they'll get on with it. I think that's the one scenario. The second scenario is that it has a big impact on people buying online, that I'm wrong and this amount is going to kill them, the consumer that is. And so they stop. And that's got a big impact on the courier industry, which, you know, is my job to try to protect. So just let's just play some round, rough numbers to give you an idea. If you've got 50,000 shipments a day coming in, the average courier can deliver around about 50 shipments a day. So that means there are
Sorry,
a
if I can jump in
thousand
there, Gary. As you
couriers.
say, the average courier, so I'm assuming this is someone with a small, sizable van, or are we talking about a
Yeah.
much? Okay, 100% got you.
Correct, a
50
buggy.
packages.
Okay,
Got
so a van. So he delivers around about 50 a day. So that means there's 1,000 couriers a day just delivering this part of e-commerce. And of course, if that volume dips, there will be a loss of jobs. But even more than a loss of jobs, a lot of these couriers are owner drivers. They're self-employed and subcontract to courier companies, and they buy their own vehicles, and so they've got commitments and so on. So, you know, that's where my real concern comes in about that we're going to have an impact on not only couriers, but it's packers and loaders and sorters and customs clearance clerks and all of these people in the background. So there is going to be an impact if the volume dips. And I think the other thing, though, that is a cause for concern is that e-commerce starts to be looked at as a mechanism to slow down trade. And of course, that's not what the authority should be doing. They should be facilitating trade. They should be encouraging trade. So yes, I see us having a problem with textiles, and depending on which side of the fence you sit, there's an impact. I mean, so if you have a look too at what Minister Patel has said recently about the growth and the plan that they had inside of the manufacturing side of the industry, where there's been, you know, 20,000 jobs created over the last 5 years, and the industry has turned around. It was in dire straits a few years ago, and it's turned around. And so, as South Africans, we need to actually applaud that and be proud of it. And certainly, we as an industry don't want to take that away from them. That's not what this is about. We stand with them. We have a similar kind of goal. What we're trying to do is also protect one, the consumer on this side of the fence, and also our industry. And we really think that the solution lies in all of us being able to sit around the table and come to some sort of agreement. And of course, if you have a look at Bash as an example, you know, TFG are going flat out for e-commerce. And good luck to them. That's what it's all about. That's what the market these days, that's what the consumer is after. I mean, just look at grocery things, Google. I mean, the way that 60/60 and Pick and Pay and NASPA and Woolies and all of them are, you know, getting into that. I mean, if you look at Checkers results, ShopRite's
It
results
was up
rather,
by
and
more
you
than
look at that,
60%, if I'm not mistaken, right?
yes, unbelievable. I think it was something like, and I stand to be correct, there was something like more than 20% of their total sales was coming out of the e-commerce platform.
Sheesh.
So we need to be saying this is a new way of doing business. This is a way that the consumer likes. They find it convenient and easy. But there's also another really important thing. And that is, if you go on to Temu, you go on to Shein, it's not just about price. It's also about the range of products that you can actually source. It's phenomenal. It's absolutely amazing. So it gives consumers a choice that they don't normally have. It does give them a price advantage in many cases. We absolutely agree, although that will now be adjusted. Although you'll find that e-commerce is still going to be a heck of a lot cheaper than your classic bricks and mortar kind of stuff, because there's, first of all, no middlemen in between. There's no massive warehousing and all the rest of it that goes along with it to add cost to it. So it is a more sort of efficient model. If you look at Shein particularly, and you look at their business model and why they're able to bring the product to market so cheaply, it's because, as they claim, it's about efficiencies. And it's also about lack of wastage. So you find in the article that I was reading is that The bigger issue in this garment and fashion industry is that there is massive wastage of products. So at the end of a fashion run, like a winter, you know, winter trend or a summer spread, there's product that's left over. And around the world, every year, 8 billion garments go to waste.
Sure.
So what Shein and them do, if they've changed their business model, they no longer have these long seasonal kind of products. That's now very, very quick, manufacture just what is needed, move on to the next one. So their wastage is cut down and their efficiencies are there and they're really high. So, you know, it's a different business model. And I think if we as South Africa are going to be competitive, we're also going to have to adjust the models that we have. But yes, I'll go back to it.
Definitely.
We have no argument with the textile industry. We've no desire to cost them jobs. We've no desire to cost them profitability. But we are also aware of the fact that the business models are going to have to change into the future. And I think they know that. And I think they recognize that, certainly in the retail component of it. But and if you have a look too at a lot of what they've done about the production of South African manufactured goods, it is absolutely amazing. I mean, apparently 370 odd million more units of clothing items from local manufacturers is being bought. And that's a staggering amount.
Huge.
It's a staggering amount.
Very. Gary, we're going to have to leave it here for tonight, but goodness, you've really helped educate us in having a better understanding of the market and an appreciation for the work that courier companies do. And hopefully those conversations between yourselves and the tax authorities will take place and other stakeholders to make sure that we see favorable outcomes. Thank you kindly for your time this evening, sir.
Thanks for your opportunity.
Anytime. Truly appreciate it. That was a phenomenal conversation that we have had this evening with my guest, giving us some detail into understanding the tax implications of the increases in the tariffs for any purchase that is below 500 Rand from online platforms like Shein and Temu. That's Gary Marshall, chairperson of the South African Express Parcel Association, and has helped us contextualize it, right? So you might be like many South African consumers. My hand is also up to who've actually purchased from some of these websites. Temu, not yet. I'm not sure I trust. But Shein, for sure. And as you know, if you purchase below 500 Rand, there's an exemption in terms of some of the taxes that you have to pay. As Gary's mentioned, that was to allow for the quick movement of these packages from the airport to avoid any delays in terms of cargo shipments and their deployment. Anything above 500 Rand would have the necessary taxes and import duties imposed on it. However, that's changing now. And yes, for a number of reasons, because local retailers want to be competitive in the South African market. And we've all seen it. As a consumer, if it's cheaper to order an item of clothing or a basket online and have it shipped in and pay a marginal fee versus going to a local clothing shopping retailer, that has also shaken up the industry slightly. E-commerce is also doing well, but of course you want to avoid the schlep of perhaps the back and forth of not knowing your sizes adequately. That, though, the impact of this tax not only influences you and I and our pockets, because now it means that we have to pay more or higher taxes for packages below 500 Rand, but it also impacts the courier space and courier industry. It's growing. It's thriving. How many of us receive packages at our homes on a daily basis? And maybe you might not be, but I know a number of people who actually get more than one delivery on average a week. And maybe I'm one of those when it comes to groceries. But ultimately, there are ripple effects in the employment opportunities for courier companies, as well as the drivers, many of whom are driving buckies and are self-employed. And even the stats that Gary shared with us there, just to understand on average that someone who's delivering packages in a normal bucky, think of an NP200 or I can't think of another brand now, but a small, no normal bucky, it's about 50 packages a day. So quite significant in terms of the earnings, the tax implications, and of course the number of orders that these commerce platforms will receive now.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.